From Spark and Anvil and Voice Tale, this is Boom in Chapter 1 of the Voice Tale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Bramble met Boom on a blustery evening when the wind smelled of damp pine needles and wet slate. He heard the frog long before he actually saw him through the thick curtain of hazelbrush. Someone was telling a story across the fire circle, but the words fell flat and heavy. A young badger named Barnaby was describing a legendary battle between a giant and an ancient oak tree. And the giant stomped, and the bridge shook, and everyone ran, and it was very exciting, Barnaby said. Every single syllable came out at exactly the same level, like water dripping from a rusty pipe. It should have been a terrifying tale of splintering wood and thunderous footsteps. Instead, the words washed over the listeners, leaving them blinking sleepily into the dying embers. Nobody jumped when the giant swung his massive wooden club. Nobody leaned forward to see if the ancient oak survived the terrible blow. The legendary giant landed with the dull, disappointing thud of a small field mouse. Near the edge of the fire sat a round, sturdy frog with a remarkably wide mouth. His skin was the color of mossy river stones, and a quiet twinkle lit his eyes. All one size, the frog muttered, slowly shaking his head as the badger finished his tale. A story simply cannot survive when it is kept at all one size.
Bramble hopped over, his own leafy twigs rustling softly in the cool night breeze. What do you mean by one size? Bramble asked, tilting his head in curiosity. The frog grinned, his wide mouth stretching nearly from one side of his face to the other. Watch, the frog said, his throat swelling slightly. Or, more importantly, listen. He leaned in close to Bramble, so close that Bramble could smell the damp pond water on his green skin. Then he dropped his voice to the tiniest, most delicate whisper. Once, he breathed, so softly that Bramble had to strain his ears. There was a sound in the dark that nobody could explain. Bramble's branches prickled with sudden, unexpected tension. He found himself leaning so far forward that his nose nearly touched the frog's slippery shoulder. That tiny whisper had reeled him in like a heavy fish on a strong silk line. Suddenly, the frog filled his green chest until he looked like a fully inflated balloon. His voice came out big and round, echoing off the high stone cliffs behind them. And it was the sea, my friends, the whole wide sea, come all the way up the valley to say hello. Bramble jumped backward, his leaves clattering together like a handful of dry wooden spoons. The sudden blast of sound had startled him, but it also made his heart beat faster. My name is Boom, the frog said, returning his voice to a normal, friendly level. Soft pulls them close, loud wakes them up. He tapped his chest. You point at the important parts with your volume.
Bramble rubbed his twigs together, still feeling the pleasant tingle of the frog's sudden performance. Boom, Bramble said, his voice still a little breathless from the shock of the sound. I run a weekly listening circle where the younger forest creatures gather to practice their storytelling. They tell tales out loud, but they all tell them at one flat, boring size. Every single word sounds exactly like the one that came right before it. Their giants are tiny, their secrets are loud, and their whispers are completely gone. He looked at Boom with a sudden, bright spark of hope in his dark eyes. Would you join my circle and teach them how to change their size? Boom laughed, a warm, rolling sound that vibrated right through the damp log they sat on. I would be glad to help, Boom said, blinking his large golden eyes in the firelight. I have every size of voice there is, from a tiny hush to a thunderous roll. I will gladly lend those sizes to your young storytellers. So Boom joined the group the very next evening.
He sat quietly on a smooth stone, watching the young animals gather under the twilight sky. The stories around the fire were never flat again.
Now, when Bramble teaches his students about volume, he always calls on Boom to demonstrate. "Tell us a story," Bramble says to the circle, "but find the soft parts first." On a chilly Tuesday, a young hedgehog named Pip stood up to try her luck. She was terribly nervous, and her sharp brown quills clicked together like dry pine needles. Pip began to tell a tale about a great secret hidden deep inside a mountain. When she reached the secret itself, she looked at Boom, who gave her an encouraging nod. Remembering his lesson, Pip dropped her voice down to a tiny rustling whisper. The effect of her quiet voice was immediate and powerful. The entire circle of animals scooted closer, their ears twitching to catch the quiet words. Then, when the secret finally burst out into the open, she let her voice swell. It grew big and round, filling the clearing with a sudden, joyful noise. The startled listeners leaned back, their faces bright with delight at the sudden change. "You felt that shift, didn't you?" Boom rumbled, his deep voice warming the cool air. "But here is the secret trick that most storytellers completely miss when they perform." He leaned forward, his wide face catching the orange glow of the dancing flames. "The loud part only works because of the soft parts that you place around it. If you shout the whole way through, nobody can tell which part actually matters. Loud all the time is exactly the same as flat all the time, and it tires the ears." He patted his round green belly with a webbed hand and smiled at them. "Save your biggest voice for your biggest moment, and keep the rest soft." A young squirrel sitting in the very back of the circle raised a trembling paw. "What if I am simply too shy to ever make a loud sound?" she asked softly. "Then start with the soft," Boom answered kindly, his eyes crinkling at the corners. "Soft is incredibly powerful on its own, and a whisper can hold a whole room. You do not have to be the loudest frog in the entire pond to succeed. You only have to change your size, giving your story some big and some small."
After the circle had dispersed, Boom sat with Bramble under a canopy of windy stars. The frog was quiet now, wrapped in a comfortable, ordinary silence that felt very peaceful.
"It is funny," Bramble said, watching the smoke drift up toward the dark sky. "I always assumed that a great storyteller had to be loud all the time."
Boom chuckled softly, the sound like pebbles rolling together in a gentle river current. "Most folks think that, but the loud parts are really just a strong spice. You only need a tiny pinch of spice to make the whole dish taste good."
He looked deep into the dying fire, his wide green face soft and thoughtful. "My favorite part of the story is never the big thunderous roll," he admitted. "It is always the whisper and that magical moment of the leaning in. I love watching a whole circle of creatures lean forward toward me, all together. They become quiet and close, listening with their whole hearts to a tiny sound." A warm, full feeling seemed to settle over the frog as he spoke those words. That quiet leaning in is truly the very best feeling in the whole world. It is not because I was loud, but because they want it to be near. He smiled, glad all the way down, and let the windy night be loud enough.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Boom. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.